KUVO Jazz, joining me in the studio today, is recently appointed CEO of Inner City Health, Charles Guilford III. As Inner City Health celebrates their 40th anniversary, they take pride in their unwavering commitment to delivering quality health care to everyone. Now, Mr. Guilford is an innovative leader with a passion for and commitment to serving others. Now, deeply involved in his community, Charles has a wealth of experience spanning functions and industries in both public and private sectors, including but not limited to people leadership, human resources, consulting, nonprofit, government, and pastoral ministry background, making him uniquely qualified to lead Inner City Health in its next season of growth and leadership. Therefore, Inner City Health will continue to become a beacon of hope and healing for those in need. Good morning, Charles. It's joyous to be in your presence. Thank you for joining me today on KUVO's Community Connection.
Good morning, everyone. It is such a joy to be here. I got to tell you, as a Denver native, being here in KUVO and being able to jam out to Aretha Franklin was a blessing for me this morning. Good morning, Denver. And I know we have people in Breckenridge and Vail who are listening as well. So good morning, Denver metro area.
Thank you so much for taking the time from your busy schedule. Now, how do you ensure that the students going back to school are up to date on their vaccines?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that we're incredibly proud of at Inner City Health is that we serve people from literally cradle till, you know, their next season. So we have prenatal care, we have children, pediatrics. And one of the things that we love to do is through our community outreach, we love to make sure that young babies are vaccinated before they go back to school. A lot of schools, particularly if you're an athlete like myself, require vaccinations. But more than anything else, we want parents to be aware of the needs that our young people have above and beyond just getting shots. It's making sure that they're getting their dental visits, is making sure that they're able to get consistent annual health checks just to make sure that our babies are well, that our community as well.
That's wonderful. Now, what do you see as the biggest challenge to get people health care?
You know, the biggest challenge that people face getting health care, and I experience it myself, is I grew up a little old school, hence the music selection. So the most medicine that I often encountered was ginger ale, some crackers, and some peppermints. And if it got real bad, we Robitussin, because Robitussin could cure anything. But, you know, in there, as much as we all kind of laugh and chuckle, our insights around sometimes we wait a little too late to get the health care that we need. And oftentimes we think we're healthier than we are. I came across a statistic that said that 75% of Americans think that they are eating healthy, but only 10% are actually getting the vegetables that they need on a daily basis.
Wow.
So when we think about the delta between the perception of our health versus the reality, there's many things that we need doctors, that we need community, that we need people who are further along or just have perhaps a different lens, perspective, or amount of wisdom on to help ensure that we are on the path that we want to be on pertaining to our own health.
And that's right. When someone comes to you and tries to help you with a little advice, you have to be open to listening.
Yes, absolutely. It's one of those things where health is a very touchy subject. It's a very sensitive subject.
Yes.
Because for some of us, it invokes loss. Some of us, yeah, I lost my grandmother early, you know, to diabetes, which actually kind of motivated my health.
Okay.
But some of us have, you know, different experience with it. Some of us have insurance that is easier to access healthcare through, but a good portion of us, particularly in this season with the unwind that is taking place in our state, and the unwind is, for those of you who are not familiar, it's where they're essentially trying to shift back to pre-pandemic levels in terms of Medicaid and Medicare coverage. So a huge message that I want to send out to everybody is check your coverage. Make sure you are covered in the way that you think you are before you have a health emergency, because a health emergency can quickly become a financial emergency.
And we don't need that. We do not need that. All right. Very good advice. Now, with oral care being an essential part of your overall health, as you said, you do offer dental services at Inner City Health. That's a marvelous thing.
It is a wonderful thing. And one of the things that people don't, you know, understand about oral health is one of the most critical determinants of your collective health is how you're doing with your mouth care, because there's so much blood and circulation that takes place from your mouth into the remaining portions of your body. So you could be circulating good things or you could be circulating disease. And one of the main reasons why you want to get those annual visits, those 6-month checkups, is to make sure that you're dealing with plaque, you're dealing with all these other kind of things that on one hand, you know, makes your smile brighter. Yes. Absolutely. That's important. And you want to make sure that your blood health is where it needs to be. You want to make sure that you're tracking other things that can maybe indicate other challenges or, you know, indicators of strength that you're facing in your collective health.
That's excellent advice. Now, mental health is very critical. How do you address this important issue, especially with the teen suicide on the rise?
Absolutely. You know, it's something that we're incredibly sensitive to at Inner City Health. What's so very powerful about us is we've been around, all of us are 80s babies. So Kuvo's an 80s baby, Inner City's Health, and I'm an 80s baby. Amen. The 80s were great. But all that said, what makes us very unique is we are one of the rare organizations, frankly, one of the last organizations with everything that's taken place in the community with change, gentrification, all the other things. We're one of the lasting pillars in community. So when you come to Inner City Health, it's in community, of community, by community. So you're going to see yourself in the people that are serving you. Behavioral health is such an amazing thing that we have at Inner City Health because we have people who come from backgrounds where we understand how mental health may not be something that was just a common conversation growing up. I grew up in a tradition, in a faith tradition, where some believed that prayer was more than enough and that you only needed to pray and that counseling and everything else was a shortfall of prayer. But when we begin to reconcile our theology, our culture, our experiences in life and be able to understand, no, it's okay for me to sit down and talk with somebody that, you know, I'm able to encounter knowledge about different challenges, different diagnoses. Maybe it's depression, maybe it's anxiety. And these things do not make me a weak person. They just help me bring me into a better understanding of myself and how I can show up better for myself and for others. And with teens, it's so important not only to get them mental health services, but the wonderful thing about us is we also offer community. You know, a lot of the things that we talk about with our young people, I mentor a lot of our young people. I sit on school board, you know, foundation. And one of the things that our young people say is a therapist is important, but what I really need is a friend.
Wow.
What I really need is an adult with a meaningful relationship that I can just talk to and they can be transparent and vulnerable and help shepherd me through the season of life that we're in. And we try to offer all of that because there's one thing to be an organization that is about health and checking your temperature, but we care about your soul.
Oh, man, that's powerful. And yes, many kids need friends, one friend that they can talk to and they don't know where to turn.
Yes.
That's just amazing to me. Now, what about the uninsured, musicians, unconventional workers, Lyft drivers, tip workers, and gig workers?
100%. We welcome you all. We are an organization that was founded to create access to communities that otherwise wouldn't have them. We're not going to give you advice about things that we're not living with you and experiencing with you. How are we going to tell you to eat better and then you live in a food desert? How are we going to tell you to pursue mental health services, but it's discouraging your family? The wonderful thing about Inner City Health is a sensitivity to the realities of what people are, where people are at in terms of, you know, what their, you know, needs are. So that's something that we're very mindful of.
That's wonderful. Okay, well, do you have anything else to add about Inner City Health?
No, I would just say community, we are here for you. We have two locations. We're off of 3800 York Street in Denver on the east side. For those of you who are on the western side of town, we also have a location in Wheat Ridge, so 6301 West 38th Avenue. For those of you who are uninsured and underinsured, we welcome you. We have a sliding scale. Our focus as a faith-based institution organization is to make sure that you're prospering in your health, to make sure that your body, which certain, you know, particular faiths may describe as a temple, and which suggests that there's a sacredness about our bodies. So when we think about what we eat, what we see, what we're thinking about, what we're consuming in many respects, I just want us to always be mindful of how precious it is that this body that we've been given is and how we can access healthcare through community, for community, by community, and Inner City Health is here to serve you.
And tell us how to get in touch with Inner City Health.
100%. If you want to go to innercityhealth.org, we'd love for you to click on and just do, you know, check us out. We'd love to see you in the clinic. We have an RTD bus stop right next to us for those of you who are traveling, you know, on RTD. And we also have, you know, free parking. Amen. Free is always in the budget.
Free is good.
But particularly around this time, with flu, you know, and everything else that, you know, starts to rise during this time, we encourage your vaccinations. We encourage you coming to get a dentist to look at your teeth. And we also have behavioral health care. So whatever you need, from your little ones to the adults to even senior care, we offer that at Inner City Health. And we are here for community by community to make sure that we as a collective Denver community continue to strive to be our best selves.
Wow. That is wonderful. Absolutely. Now, Charles, I want to thank you for taking the time to come down out of your busy schedule and be a part of Community Connection, a Colorado where everyone feels seen and heard.